Ah, yes, it sure is. As I say, then we could really shine at that time when, let's say, we could use something to adapt for our own purposes. There's just kind of a little bit of a silly aspect. I guess there are some hams that have done a contest where they've used all sorts of materials that you would never have thought of, I guess, for antennas. You know, there's guys who have used, like, the aluminum lawn chairs for antennas, you know, adapted it. So I guess, you know, there's just a contest who can come up with the wackiest antenna there. But, yeah, there's all sorts of things, like, even for emergency communications that you can do to, you know, improve skills. Even, like, radio contesting could be kind of nice. But it's like, you know, trying to work, and also like maybe for airline pilots, being able to pass messages quickly, correctly, and efficiently. So they do things like accident that can improve skills and learn how to operate your radio better on HF and such, so you can dig out weaker signals. So, but yes, building antennas, might be able to find out some ways that you can get stuff on the air with materials you didn't think were available.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate all of your information. It's very helpful.